Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1075, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 44 cross-examination. I was called as a witness in this case a week after it started. I told some of my friends about Mr. Frank's nervousness, and they advised me to go to Dorsey. I never knew or saw Mr. Frank before. When we were told of how the little child was murdered, it excited me some. Redirect examination. I don't recall trembling any. I am pretty sure I didn't, because my friend that I went to Opelika with that morning suggested that I was trembling when I went through there, and I told him I was not. He was not there when I went through the factory, and when I told him about it, he said, "I bet you were scared." He walked around this way a little bit. He was kind of shaking like that, illustrating. His fingers were trembling. Mel Stanford, sworn for the state, recalled. The door in the rear part of the factory on the second floor on Friday evening was barred. There is no way in the rear of the building to come down to the second floor when the door is barred except the fire escape, and you have to be on office floor to undo the door. The area around the elevator shaft on the first floor near the hole and radiator was cleaned up after the murder. It was the early part of the week after the murder. Cross-examination. I didn't clean it myself. I saw it cleaned. I passed by as it was being cleaned up. W. H. Giesling, sworn for the state. I am a funeral director and embalmer. I moved the body of Mary Fagan at 4:10, April 27th in the morning. The cord, Exhibit C state, was around the neck. The knot was on the right side of the neck and was lying kind of looped around the head. It wasn't very tight at the time I moved it. There was an impress of 1/8 inch on the neck. The rag, Exhibit D state, was around her hair and over her face, the tongue 1¼ inches out of her mouth sticking out. The body was rigid, looking like it had been dead for some time. My opinion is that she had been dead 10 or 15 hours, or probably longer. The blood was very much congested. The blood had settled in her face because she was lying on her face. Blood begins to settle at death or a very few minutes after death. After Dr. Hurd examined her nails, I did. I found some dirt and dust under the nails. I discovered some urine on her underclothes, and there were some dry blood splotches there. The right leg of the drawers was split with a knife or torn right up the seam. Her right eye was very dark, looked like it was hit.